The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi everyone, Carl here. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of TVI. Apologies for the slight disruption in recent services. We had a couple of weeks off. You'll hear all about it on the episode. It was a personal matter. And as you'll be able to hear, this episode ended up being quite cathartic, having just had quite a rough couple of weeks. But before the episode, I was going to quickly say, if you're listening to this, you know, on the day or two when it comes out, you know, on time, there is still time to get tickets for my Soho Theatre shows. I do it if you're in the London and surrounding areas, obviously. I'm doing two nights, Tuesday the 2nd of August, Wednesday the 3rd of August, and it's going to be fun. The show is obviously slightly changed now. It was a show I did at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, but due to recent developments, I've had to slightly amend it. You'll hear why. If you are going to come, there is actually a discount code for TVI listeners. If you type vegan10 in checkout on the Soho Theatre website, they'll give you 10% off the tickets, mate. Nice little saving for you. That's it. Enjoy the episode. Thanks for being a listener and all that business. And hopefully I'll see some of you in Soho. Cheers.
And we are live.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TVI.
TVI. I don't know what episode it is. I forgot to check. It's 1-6.
I know it's the penultimate.
Yeah, it's the penultimate episode. Welcome back to this episode. We've had a break. We had a bit of a break. I think we should talk about it.
Carl had a family celebration.
long-term listeners will know I've had some ill parents for quite some time. Probably the best part of 2 years, I reckon. My parents have been ill, both of them, which is a real fucking shitstorm. But my dad did pass away 10 days ago. So we've taken I took a break from this. It wasn't a shock.
You won't forget.
Yeah, I'm fine, man. No, but I mean, to be honest, as I've said to you privately, I always expected it. You know, especially for the last year, he'd been properly ill since last July, and his quality of life had really dropped. So, I almost expected that phone call like every day. At some point, I kept thinking that phone call was going to come, and they're going to be like, "Sorry." So actually,
still alive. the will is going
still
nowhere.
I've never known anything like it. Like. He went into hospital in May when I was in Australia, and I almost flew back because I was like, he's not coming out of hospital. His health was so bad. I was like, that when you go into hospital and you're that ill, you ain't coming out. Mm. And somehow he sort of rallied and came out and he was still rough, but he weren't, you know, it was clear that he'd sort of taken a bit of a nosedive. And then when he went into hospital 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call and the doctor literally said, I think you should get here as soon as possible because, you know, he probably won't make it. So I dashed down and got there, and he ended up holding on for 5 days. Like on the last 2 or 3 days, they stopped giving him anything. He wasn't on. He didn't even have one of them BP heart meters. Mm. They were like, "No, making him comfortable." So all they gave him was like sedation to keep him settled.
That's enough, isn't it?
And like there was just no beeps, and he just lay in it. He just basically held on for like 2 or 3 more days. And it ended up being like, it ended up being quite nice. I spent a lot of time with him just sitting there reading the newspaper to him. And then I was there at the end, right at the end as well, which is a very...
Page 3.
Showing him some tits.
Check out these Babylon's pups.
But yeah, it was very sad, that moment.
So
and
profound.
It was very big. It's a really big moment. There was me, my aunt and my mum, like around him.
His sister.
My mum's sister, but they were very close. Yeah. Like and basically like he just we thought he was but we thought he died 10 minutes earlier because they like we needed to just change a few bits, like put a new thing on him, whatever it is, them sort of weird hospital gowns,
bow tie,
put a Batman outfit on him,
just humiliated
to respect his wishes.
But they changed his gowns. And then because they kept saying as well, the doctor was like, we think he might even last the weekend. We're not now, like they did. It went from every day they'd be like, I'd gone home for the night and they'd be like, you need to get here, he's not going to last long. I'd get there and he'd last the day. And the next morning I'd get a call, you need to be here now, he's not going to last the day. And that happened for like 4 days in a row. Mm.
Did you complain to customer service? Yeah,
I was like, can you fucking just call me when he's actually going to die?
Get organised, please.
But it turns out you can't really tell when someone's going to die. You can just, once you know this is the end, they're going to slowly wind down. They can never tell you the exact moment, you know what I mean?
No.
But by the time they lasted that long, the doctor was like, look, he probably will last the weekend. They just suddenly went, oh, look, we just don't know.
Yeah.
And then I went home for a bit and my mum and aunt went there, and then we swapped over. It was like dinner time. I went up about 7 and they went home, and the moment I sat with him I was like, no, this is, I think he's about to start checking out. I could just see something changing in the room. I don't know how I felt it, man. I was like, this is, I don't know. So I've got a sense. So I called up and I went, I think you should come back to the hospital. They came back and then we all sat with him, and then like about half an hour later they went, right, we need to change his gowns. Changed him. When we came back in, like suddenly I got really close and I was like, I think he's dead. Like there was I couldn't see any breathing, and I was right up close thinking he's gone. And then he just sort of went and just did a big breath, and it sort of scared me. And then about 10 minutes later, it was like, it's like a film. People actually die like in films. He did like this two sort of big exhales, and that was it. Just like proper, and just stops. And suddenly you're like, and there's still a 5 minute window of you thinking, I don't know if he's dead, because we didn't have any yeah, there was yeah, no yeah. boo like you see in films.
Yeah.
We just sat there and it took a couple of minutes of like, no, I think he is gone. And then I said it. There was no medical people in the room at this point. It was just us.
Three.
And we sat with him for half an hour before. I went and told someone 15 minutes after he'd died. And they said, oh, we'll give you a bit of time and then we'll come in. Mm. So like we had half an hour with him after he died with no medical. So there was still part of me that thought he'd jump up or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was, yeah, it was that weird thing where I was such a naive wanker because I've expected it for so long. And because, you know, we're never like the closest like family. So, but it was still like, you know what I mean?
It more complicated sometimes. Like, a little unresolved bit. Unresolved stuff.
But there's no unresolved stuff. I've got no...
Put that in your head, sorry. Like, you're going to grieve for 10
But no,
years.
But what I mean is, no, like, you know, like people who've like, my dad's my best friend. And you can imagine that must be so heart-wrenching. For me, I naively thought when he died, I'd be so stoic and I'd just be like, well, everybody, father is gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like some sort of old-fashioned film. And I'd sort of, once we realised he'd gone, about 5 minutes later, I fucking lost it, man. I properly, like a baby, cried for about 20 minutes solid. It was embarrassing. I tried to call my wife 15 minutes after.
It's not embarrassing, man.
I felt embarrassed. Like, I know it sounds mad to feel embarrassed, but because I'd convinced myself I wouldn't be like that.
That is a strange thing. My auntie passed away recently, and I remember my uncle texting me going, oh, no, I've had a big cry. I'm not ashamed to say it. And yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Why would you be ashamed to be
should
like
said, you should be. You,
my
text me when you get more integrity.
New phone, who this?
But it's nice you had that moment, because we had a thing where, because she was basically like on all the machines and stuff, and then she wanted
the
to,
fair.
the
she's arcades. At the casino.
She's on the teacups.
She's on Mortal Kombat.
One of the sort of bank simulators.
Punchbag.
She wanted to donate her organs, so they basically had to turn them all off, do some tests,
and give you our organs,
and then, turn them all back on again.
Right.
So what? It was this weird. Oh, we didn't know if, yeah, it took her like 3 days to be to die. Yeah, yeah. I mean? So it was like weird.
And because they do sometimes keep people alive, like the machines and all that. And apparently, it costs like so much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could put a kid through, like, uni on the amount of money in, like, a week or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, my dad had his own room because he had COVID as well. Basically, because he had COPD, which is a lung, degenerative lung disease. And he basically fell over. I think it just caused him to be so weak. He fell over at home and then he got rushed into hospital. And when he got there, they tested him and he had COVID as well, which obviously aggravated. If you've got a lung disease, COVID ain't the best thing to catch. And so it ended up being all right because he got he went onto this ward that I think was for old people that are going to die. That is, it felt like a special ward.
That's the name of the ward, isn't it?
God's waiting room. And he got his own room at the end. It was a lovely big room. We had like chairs around. Like, he was there for fucking the whole week. Aww. It must have cost a fortune. Do you know what I mean? So thank the NHS.
Yeah, it'd be mad if you got a bill.
Oh my
god! Later, isn't
it? Because all the admin
in America, you would have done.
I'm going through all the admin now of the death admin is fucking brutal. So long, man.
Yeah.
Like, just it took me so long as well because he died on a Friday night. I couldn't start the registration of his death until the Monday. So I called up the hospital and they're like, right, yeah. And they sort of go, thank you for registering his death. It's like, he was with you when he died.
Yeah.
You fucking registered.
You like, touched the lad.
I mean, you could have just gone, no, I'm not doing any admin. They'd have had to deal with it.
I know, but I'm just, I ultimately do want to do it for my
Yeah.
In the memory of my dad. I do want to give him a funeral.
Does your agent not do that?
Yeah, I did pass it on to Avalon. Here we go. Yeah. It's my agent's assistant.
What do they get 15% though?
Because my dad had some debt and that council tax and rent, and they were trying to chase me for it. And it wasn't that I didn't want to pay. Like, it wasn't.
No, it's absolutely what, that's exactly what it was. What are you talking about?
That was a part of it, but it was more like he never paid anything. He was always.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to, in a homage to him, I'm going to just go, nah.
Well, do you know what?
What are they going to do?
One of the most miraculous
things.
Not legally
have to pay it.
My dad was one of the worst people on earth with money. You know, he died with nothing. You know what I mean? Like, he sort of lived in a council flat where my mum now is. And he had a few quid in the bank, but nothing, like, you know, sort of no assets, no savings.
Got his shoes on.
It was a miracle. Turns out I went through like a bunch. It was literally there was a bin bag full of old paperwork, like bank receipts, like all bank statements and stuff. And I just scanned through it and I found a bank statement and I looked through it just to see, like, what do I need to cancel? And I've got to cancel this phone bill, got to inform like the fucking benefits office and all that shit. And on the bank statement, there was the names of two insurance companies with direct debits going out each month. So I called them up and it turns out he had two policies for funeral cover.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, before he died, even for the last couple of years, I've been like, you know, I will 100% be paying for that funeral myself.
They're expensive as well.
Exactly.
They're like weddings.
It's not as much. I mean, like, the average cost, like, if
that's
you do
6G?
No, I reckon, I mean, if you don't have a big ceremony, it's a cremation as well. It's not a big service. So it will be about $3,500-$4,000. And
you're gonna have two of them.
I'm just gonna jump in with him. I'm out of here, mate. I couldn't believe when I found that he had cover, because that is so unlike him.
Oh, bless him.
He's literally, his whole life was like, don't answer the door, it might be a bailiff. That was his sort of catchphrase. And like, for him to have insurance to cover it was a really nice thing. At least he did that.
There are those sales guys that call up, aren't they, and try and sell you like funeral cover. And I got stuff. One. It might have been that.
I got one the other day. So I haven't actually planned a funeral yet because obviously it took so long to register the death. And registering a death feels like you've gone back in time, man. Yeah. Like, you speak to the hospital and then they're like, we'll send the certificate to the town hall.
And the mayor of London. Yeah.
You've got to call up the town hall. And I kept calling them. They hadn't received it.
The queen has to sign it.
The pigeon hasn't arrived yet.
The mayor has to announce it in the town square. But so I got a call on a Wednesday and they went, right, you can come and sort out the registration now on Friday. So it took like fucking a week to sort out. And then you go in and meet the registrar, the town registrar, and you talk to him, take all his details and yeah, and then you get like literally like a certificate, like boom, stamped. Like, there is your. And it feels like, can't this all be done digitally now, man? Fucking hell. We could have done this in an hour.
Just email you his name, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Date of birth, national insurance.
But yeah, so it just feels long. But I'm meeting the funeral directors tomorrow. And but I'd arranged the meeting. And then I got a call. about 3 hours later from another funeral director, like, oh, we believe you're trying to plan a funeral. I was like, how the fuck did you find out? What was one of have they got an insider at the other
it's
one? Like texting his mates.
It's like when you're walking down Brick Lane looking for a curry, another one comes up and goes, oh, we do it cheaper.
They probably do, though. They probably do have little contact at the registration
maybe,
office.
Yeah, fucking they liberties, get a little, man. So, yeah, so I'm currently planning a funeral. I mean, it's horrible because you have to, like, I've been digitizing photographs and setting up a Spotify playlist of Irish music and all that.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's a lot of admin, isn't it? But it's.
It keeps you busy in the initial grieving, I guess.
Yeah, and looking after my mum as well. I basically lived with my mum for the last sort of 2 weeks. And which is not easy. And but yeah, doing all that has just kept me properly. Just yeah, I've been busy enough to not really dwell on it. But I do think I'm all right with it. I think I just had to get that 20 minutes of guttural baby like crying out.
Yeah,
like,
when it's 20 minutes of like tight club material.
Oh man, it was like yeah, I just really fucking nailed it.
Did the gig go well? Yeah,
yeah, smashed it. At one point, I went into the toilets genuinely and had a word with myself because I was like blubbing. I tried to call my wife to tell her the news like 10 minutes after he died.
Yeah.
And I couldn't speak. I literally was like, I couldn't get words out of my mouth.
That's healthy though.
I know it is, but for some reason I just naively thought I wouldn't be like that. I'm such an idiot.
But that's
like,
so good know, that you can
death
you can
does
do
not
that.
Trouble me, you know.
It's really healthy to cry like that straight away because shock is the first part, isn't
it? Yeah, and you can really close off in that.
Yeah.
I cried every day for like 2 weeks and my sister wasn't.
Pussy up.
I mean,
I just did it once, man. What's wrong with you?
Then he died. And
but yeah, but it's a big thing. But he was 83 and very ill. So like, I do genuinely feel quite philosophical about it now.
It's not a bad age, is
it? No, and it's more my mum is my main concern now because her health is bad and she's struggling with the coping of it. But yeah, it's that's why we had a break. So good to be back.
Yeah, a bit unprofessional, but good to be back now.
But yeah, so I've missed a lot. I've missed a lot of the WhatsApp group chat. What's been going on? What have I missed?
We do a TVI patron WhatsApp group chat, and
it's good. I mean, it's good fun in there. I was very much enjoying it. Pre-death.
It's funny. Last night,
I saw it. I've tuned back in the last couple of days. I've started to engage.
Did you see the audition?
I watched it.
Oh god,
it's fucking wicked, mate. It's so funny.
I took it off.
You've mentioned. Have you taken?
Did you put a self tape on your podcast WhatsApp group?
So it's been discussed here before.
We spoke about it here before, and I did. I think the guy on there. I don't know if he wants to be named, but
yeah,
he kind of tricked me into saying he's told me that I said that patrons could.
You said you did say at one point you were going to put up.
I
Patreon.
Thought I might. Have
you
done
definitely
as well.
Did. That wasn't just a trick. I think you might have. It's an offhand comment, but he really held you to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically,
and I had to get it off a hard drive. I had to find it, and I
your hard drive you've got in an underground basement.
And
you got it back off the police.
I couldn't even watch it. It was so disgusting. They just give it back. It was too repulsive.
But it was
to investigate.
Because that was your Charles Manson one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Basically, Julian has
the Mindhunter. You know that series. Mm.
So Julian did an audition.
It was even worse.
I don't think it's as bad as you're making out. It was funny because like, it's always funny watching a self tape, especially of somebody you know doing an accent. But I don't think it's as bad as you think. I've now agreed on the WhatsApp group to send a self tape. I'm trying to think which one will be the funniest. I think the one
just
of me.
Put them all there.
I've got so many.
Let us be the judge.
There's one where I had to do a self tape for the sci-fi TV show Halo, where I had to play quite a grisly army sergeant, and that was me wearing khaki rolling around the garden. Pulling out a gun,
oh, no.
And it's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. And I'm going to put it on the WhatsApp group at some point in the next week.
Funny.
I had to do like a martial arts one recently. It was for some ad for like an Austrian bank, and I was supposed to be like this dorky guy who had this mad like Bruce Lee like warm up routine, and I had just had to improvise some like what was supposed to be an embarrassing warm up routine with a completely straight face. It was so bad.
Oh, I've got a good one actually. I did quite recently. Of it's for a children's TV show. It's like a children's sitcom on BBC, and I had to play like a comic book nerd who works in a shop, and at one point he's doing like role play of like Dungeons and Dragons, and I had to be like Grotor, like, and I've got one of them that is embarrassing. That one. But I'll see. I'm happy to send them on the WhatsApp group.
Sign up
if you want to sign up. Patreon.com/ We Are TVI. Sign up to the £5 tier, and then you get given the code to join.
I love that most Patreon They're like, oh, do you want to see some better stuff? And you're like, do you want to see the most embarrassing shit ever?
I felt so vulnerable. I felt open.
You just keep, you overshare in the WhatsApp group. It's really funny. If you want to join up just to find out Julian's life, just daily updates on Julian's life, that's the gold there, man. People love it.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of your book. I'm going to start posting videos of me bombing.
Yeah.
Just film anyone, man. Just get any type.
Do that when you send the promoters.
That's a good one.
Julian needs his tissue.
Is that right? I've just got to masturbate quickly.
I genuinely didn't think it was as bad as you made out, man. It was, you know, it's embarrassing.
What was bad about it for me is that I tried.
I think the accent is all over the shop, but that is understandable.
I thought
your mannerisms, at least you committed to it. I think that's important.
I you know when you like commit, but I kind of 90 or like 80% commit. You know, I it was hard to 100% commit, but when you just don't quite 100% commit, it's worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to share some on the group that I 100% commit to an embarrassing level.
I found one, a video of me where I'm practicing for a Zoom gig.
Oh,
and it was so bad. Like,
get it on the group.
I'm just chatting a little bit, and you know what I mean? I was wanting to kill myself. I had a bath last night for the first. I've done no, in about 2 years. I've had a bath.
Now I can smell you.
I ain't brushing my teeth in four. But I just got in this bath and just I had to afterwards. It was lovely, man, having a bath.
I love a bath.
Yeah,
we've just moved into it. Well, we moved. Like, I mean, this was one of the biggest ironies. We moved back to Tooting, where my parents are. Were one of them. And but
yeah, we are bang on about it,
because the idea was we were going to move nearby to help out because they were both unwell. And literally the day before we were meant to move, my dad went into hospital, and then I delayed it to the Saturday to move, actually, like with the truck and stuff.
Yeah,
and then he died the night before. So my dad, I feel like, really fucked my timing up. But that we've just moved into a place that's got a bath. My old place
didn't have a bath.
Had a wet room, which is swanky as shit.
It's like lush. That
it was so nice, but like it's basically the whole room is a big shower. You know what I mean? So like it's lovely, but I definitely missed the bath. What are you doing, just admin?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're charging your vape.
Somebody's
playing with loads of plugs.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I've got a bath. So I christened the bath. That sounds like I wanked in the bath. But I did wank in the bath. But yeah, first bath in the house was wicked, man. Just, I love it. I love baths.
Is it a good bath?
It's a good bath,
oh,
yeah.
That's good.
It's a nice living room. Now we're starting to, it's still boxes everywhere. Because, you know, it's been a bit busy to unpack properly, but it's coming together. I'm quite liking being around my old stomping ground. Going back to where I grew up, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Seeing the fear in people's eyes.
Yeah, now that I'm back. Donnelly's back.
Back in town. The rumours.
Lock up your daughters. Lock up your daughters.
Lock up your dogs.
Lock up your
dog fucker Donnelly's back.
Lock up your baby mamas. I'm coming for the baby mamas. Where the baby mamas at?
Oh, to see my neon camera again. I've worn shorts.
Oh, nice. Nice pins.
But yeah, it's quick getting. I forgot how quick Tooting is to get to and from town. Shit, man. It's like 20 minutes here.
Yeah.
You know, this is.
I don't really know Tooting well at all. I'm just off my radar.
It used to be shit, and somehow it's got really good since I left it. Like, it 20 years.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Did my first gig in Tooting recently, as in first Tooting gig recently.
Which, where?
The tram.
Oh, the tram and social.
Yeah.
Ah, that used to be the tram shed. Before that, it was something else. I can't remember, but it's quite a trendy little bar.
Fun. Really fun gig. Yeah.
It's there used to be quite a few little gigs in Tooting. There used to be one at the Antelope. Which no longer has one. There's a few knocking about.
I have done one there years ago when I started a Murph one in some pub.
There's one in the Goldfinch, which is one of the tiniest bars in London. It's literally like the size of this fucking room. Mm. It's a bar that you can seat like 20 people. I think the gig holds 20 people.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful little gig though. It's very fun.
I like them.
And it's a hip little part of London nowadays. And
is
now
Hannah liking it in
Tooting? Yeah, she was actually saying the other day how quickly the place has felt like home.
Mm.
And it's nice. We've sort of started to put nice things in, like where we were before, even though it was two bedrooms, we had Twyla was in our room because we still like her in the room, and she had a little sort of Montessori floor bed at the end of ours. But she'd always just sleep in our bed. But now she's got her own room, but she still sleeps in our bed. but like, yeah, she's, it's sort of nice that we've actually set up her room rather than have a spare room.
How old
room.
Is she now?
2 and 1 month. Oh. Very fun, very chatty. They get very chatty once they work out sentences, don't they?
Oh, that's a good age though, isn't it?
Yeah, she's very good actually. She's been really good the last couple of weeks. Like, she can tell something's going on. Do you know
kids
what I mean?
Are good like that.
Yeah, they're just, because they don't have any of the shit on them. Do you know what I mean? They're just sort of,
well,
they just
if
see
if
everything
you're parenting right, they won't have any shit.
Yes.
On them.
Get your toilet plumbed.
But like, you know what I mean? They're not sort of tarnished. With
they're
all
very present, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, present, and
they're
they
like
just
little
see.
Yogis.
If you're sad, they're just right. Oh, you're sad. They're going to go and tell you you're sad and try and deal with it, rather than sort of get all. What do I do? Do you know what I mean? And so it's very nice watching her just try and cheer people up.
Aww.
Yeah. So, but what were we talking about? I don't know why we got into Tooting.
Because you just moved there.
Yeah, I don't know what we got. Why did we talk about that? I was talking about baths, yeah. Oh, I love a bath.
Yeah, baths are good.
You've baths, there's something about baths are too, like, too sincere.
Clean. Sincere?
Yeah.
What, you need
I think you have to take yourself very seriously to have a bath.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I think you're overthinking it personally.
I put my Mac on like a store and just watched some
porn. 100% watching porn.
I didn't actually. I can't really wank in the bath. Like.
It's just, no, it's just wank in the bath.
It's just the cum go.
It just all
your
over
mouth.
You. It's still over the edge.
It goes in my mouth like when I'm on the bed. What do you want about, Julia?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I've not wanked in the bath since I was a kid. Like
I come a lot as well.
Oh God,
I think you learned that last.
Well, that's it. Early. I remember doing it when I was like a little dirty teenager, and it's disgusting. Yeah, just in there with you, fucking
just floating around.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you've got that post not like clarity, and then it's just like chasing you.
Yeah, just stuck on you,
sticking to you like a little bit of jelly.
So yeah, I'm not. I don't. Yeah, I'm a. I like in a bath to just put music on. And then
dance to the Running Man,
drown myself,
drop a toaster in,
to put some music on, and
nice
cry.
Sort of loud music so Hannah can't hear, and then I'll just cry loudly and kill myself,
cut my wrists and just hang them over the edge of the bar and just fade away to Luther Vandross.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, it's nice, it sounds nice,
but I remember chatting to comedian Chris Martin, who he used to, I don't know if it's changed, but he used to not be able to have baths because he found it too lonely. He said it was a bit lonely, like just lying there in the sort of quiet and silence. I suppose, but if you watch that.
Get your mate to sit on the toilet. My dogs just follow me around the place, so they're just sitting there anyway.
Really?
It's nice, yeah, but... like, it's lovely how clingy they are, but after a while it's like, please just stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop looking at me.
Stop
like
asking for
sad.
Food. For
yeah.
That's why I don't like. I don't know. I like dogs and cats, but I just don't want one. At least cats are a bit more independent. But like, a dog just needs too much attention. I can't be. I ain't got that time, man. Just you need to go your own way.
I'd say to them. I do like love it though. Yeah, it's like pure love from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I need that. God, I need that.
My girlfriend dog sits and dog walks a lot, so she's dog sitting in archway at the minute. And I go,
she does. What, in her high heels and makeup? Of course that's where she is.
Yeah, I'm babysitting a dog, you fucking idiot.
Why you come back all sweaty with your mascara on?
Dress on backwards.
2 a.m. That's a weird dog walk. Oh, that's nice. She gets paid for it?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Of course she does. It's always
does
cash.
Does it for the love of the game.
It's always cash in her stocking.
Just leave it on the dresser.
When you say dog sitting, she has to go and live in the house with the dog.
So people
that go away.
She loves that though. She loves staying in other people's houses.
Really?
I hate it.
I hate it.
She's often like, oh, come around and stay. And I'm like,
no.
I feel awkward as well.
I don't like staying. Like, even if I stay at friends, close friends, or family, like, I'm always just, I don't like being in other people's shit.
Yeah,
like that's why I prefer a hotel to Airbnb, because I'm like, I don't even want to be in somebody else's flat if they sort of rent it out as a hotel type. I like to be in a hotel where anything goes. You ain't messing up someone's house.
Yeah.
I can just do whatever I want in that room.
But my girlfriend, her parents split up when she was 5. So for her whole
was
life,
it her
she
fault?
Was yeah.
Good.
that's what I always tell her. why weren't you a better child? But she would always be like 3 days one place, 3 days the other. So she was always moving between houses. So I think she likes to be in a new environment a lot of the time.
Okay.
That's home for her, I guess, isn't it?
It's, like, it's that, movement. It's being in transit. Yeah.
That's interesting.
We all just want to go home.
Thanks.
What's deep? Can we play some music?
Little Mattress.
I'll get my knife out.
We should get two baths in here and do it from a bath.
That's the old picture.
We have got a picture of us in a bath together, but we're fully clothed. It's an empty bath.
Yeah. That house was amazing.
That
wasn't
was an amazing
it?
House.
It's in Shoreditch and like, it's like an empty house just used for photo shoots.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Which is a waste of a house.
Yeah.
I'd like to
live there. Given that there's homeless people.
Yeah, there's property. There's a housing crisis. That's talking of baths, what's your thoughts on bathing with another person?
I'm all right.
It's got to be a massive bath.
I thought you were going to say it's got to be a man.
Be a massive, massive man.
I've always thought it's crap. I think it's such a terrible idea.
It's
too hot. It's like,
if it's a big enough bath, which is, I don't know what size bath.
But even like, I've been, you know, we've been in a jacuzzi with like a lady. I just find it, it's all too hot and like, The hot water makes you sweaty and like gross, I think. You know, I'd rather just in an empty jacuzzi, I'm fine. But
just
one
in a showroom.
Yeah. But no, I just feel like, you know, that thing is, people who think it's sexy to have a bath together, it's like, it's not. That's where you wash and just like.
And have some peace.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is meant to be. I think it's meant to be a place of solitude. It's not meant to be a place of getting wanked off.
No.
It's like that old Patrice bit of men want to be, we don't want to be alone. No, we want to be alone, but we don't want to be by ourselves.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We want you somewhere in the vents, maybe.
I saw that bit recently. Actually, it was on Twitter or something. Was it?
It's very funny.
He's just so good.
He's a very funny man. He was a very funny man. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
So what else? What have you been doing while I've been in my grief period?
I don't even know, man.
What was the? How was the heat wave?
Oof.
That was right. I mean, that was the one thing. I didn't really give a shit about a heatwave because I was going through proper bad shit.
I was doing someone's podcast, that Parenting Hell one.
Oh, yeah.
The hottest day of the year. And I had to turn my fan off and shut my window because of the noise.
Yeah.
And I was, after the podcast, like over an hour, like I was just sweating.
Oh, man.
Like my, it was wet, my T-shirt. It was so hot out.
Mm.
I quite liked it, though.
I didn't think... I mean, again, I understand the bad things that happened. There was fire.
But they do overdo it, though, don't they? Like,
well, I mean, this is the thing.
It's like it's a tornado. It's just hot.
But, I mean, there were like, fire. Houses did spontaneously burst into flames in Essex and stuff.
They must.
But, I mean, apart from that, I do think a lot of people overreacted. Do you know what I mean? I think there is a...
But the news always does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's a catastrophe. One or the other. Do you know
it
what
is
I mean?
Dangerous.
I think, yes, obviously it's fucked that it got so hot that houses burned down.
I didn't like seeing
but
people
also,
out with dogs and
I don't
stuff.
Think you need to... I don't think we all need to piss ourselves crying about it.
It did feel like you're standing next to a flame when it was out. Though.
It was hot. Yeah,
I mean, you know when you open the oven and it goes... Oof,
Like, it's a weird heat, London, as well. In other countries, they can do that, but in London, it's fucking...
It's built up, isn't it?
Smoggy. You're just close and it's just, like, weird.
Yeah, that's the thing when then people are like, well, what's the problem? Why can't, you know, it gets to fucking 45 in Dubai. And it's like, well, we're not in Dubai yet,
it's different. It's different here, isn't
it? Like, we're not built for 45 degrees. Our train tracks
melt. Our buildings aren't either.
That's absolutely... Not,
I was talking to Mooch because you know Mooch grew up in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
he was like dead hot. I was like, oh, you must be used to this. Like, grew up, and he was like, no, because when it was in the summer in Saudi Arabia, everywhere is aircon.
Yeah,
so the only time you're out in the heat is like walking to the car.
But that's in Dubai.
Everything's ceramic inside, isn't it?
You just go from you go from aircon to aircon. Like, you're literally never outside, or your house is never that hot.
No.
Yeah.
And they have shutters to keep it all shaded and all that crap.
I saw a guy with a dog out right in the middle of the day as
well. That's really bad. Like,
it was
really,
so
really
bad.
What sort of dog was it? Dog or a little?
No, it looked quite... it was quite hairy. And I went in and got him some water and took it over to the dog.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to kick off a bit, like, be like... offended, but he was quite. He was a drunk guy. Like, he had cans of beer and that bag. Like a piss head.
He might have been.
That's the technical term.
He might have been homeless.
Politically correct term.
He was get a bus stop. He went home unless. I mean, he was getting on a bus. So he had money for a bus, mate. Pay rent, bro.
Well, 1.65.
Buy your dog off you.
Get a bus, mate. Can't you afford a house? That is a massive jump.
He weren't homeless. He was just alky-fied. Yeah.
Yeah. I had my last day of teaching was on that 40 degree day.
Oh, yeah.
The last day of the day job.
Was it air conned?
No. No. I was just playing drums in the heat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But no, thank you.
Sorry.
If you're healthy and you're hydrated, though, you're going to be all right, innit?
I've just started eating a Brazil nut and realised instantly how loud they are.
Yeah, the loudest of all podcast snacks.
They're really good for your bollocks, aren't they?
You've said this twice now today, and I don't know what... I've never heard that.
They've got selenium in them, which is apparently very good for for men's sperm production.
Shall I have a Google?
Who wants that?
Have a little Google, mate. Let's have a look. Why are Brazil nuts? Because there's that famous thing where they say that the like nuts, whatever the shape they take.
Yeah, like the brain
body
ones.
Part, it's good. The walnuts are good for your brain.
Yeah, the kidney ones.
Cashews.
Yeah.
The
almond ones are good for tears.
They're good for tits.
Good for your titties.
Your little titties.
Your titties.
Yeah, sorry. So, let's check. Let's check. Here's a good bit of fun podcasting. Let's check what nuts are good for what. What time are we on? Are we in Patreon time? No, this is still public.
Yeah, it's still public.
Oh, you lucky people. You lucky people are about to hear what nuts are good for what. Okay.
It's
Oreo on the...
7 proven health benefits of Brazil nuts.
Okay.
Okay, except...
You should only have 3 a day, by the way, apparently.
I've already had 6.
According to Dr. Greger.
My bollocks hurt.
Brazil nuts are very nutritious and energy dense.
Yes.
A 1 ounce, 28 gram serving of Brazil nuts contains the following nutrients. 187 calories.
How many?
187.
But how many nuts?
That's more than a can of Coke.
One ounce is all it said.
Okay.
That's quite a lot.
4 grams of protein.
28 grams.
28 grams.
How many grams of protein?
4 grams of protein.
It's not actually that much for...
19 grams of fat.
Woo-wee.
3 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fiber. So if you have 28 grams of Brazil nuts, you have 988% of your recommended daily intake of selenium.
Wow.
How many for 100% does it work out?
So whatever, 2.8 grams.
That'll be like one or two, isn't it? I'm well over on my selenium.
So 3 of them and your selenium
so
for the day.
Talk to us. What is selenium good for, Vittorio? In Dictionary Corner.
Susie Dent. Brazil nuts are a rich source of selenium. In fact, they contain more of this mineral than any other nut.
Yes.
With an average of 90.
But what is selenium and what do we need it for?
Selenium is a trace element that is vital for the proper functioning of your body. It is essential for your thyroid.
Ooh.
And influences your immune system and cell growth.
Okay, that's good.
Indeed, higher levels of selenium have been linked to enhanced immune function and better outcomes for cancer, infections, yes, infertility, pregnancy, heart disease, and mood disorders.
Okay, that's one. So
3
happy,
a day, people do
despite
it.
The death of my dad. So yeah, okay, that's good. Let's do the other nuts because they say it's good for your balls because it's shaped like a testy.
What am I googling here?
Google
almonds.
What are the benefits of nuts? Which nuts are healthy? I don't know. What do we search for? I'm bad at googling, man.
Benefit.
I don't even use Google. I use DuckDuckGo.
Different nuts.
Benefits of different nuts.
That's a great.
That is how you should do it.
The benefits of reading nuts.
Yeah.
For all them titties.
Also good for your balls.
Yeah. Although not too. What's the rules on like? Because obviously you're meant to do it. You know, does that thing? Because have you ever heard of that no fapping? Is that a thing? Have you heard of no fapping?
November.
You would not cope.
I've heard of it. Fucking in the peripherals.
There's people that say like
I've heard of it from my doctor's advice.
From people that have held an intervention in your life. Because I reckon, there is apparently like some people find it quite spiritually rewarding to not ejaculate for long periods.
Yeah,
I took it off for Lent once.
40 days and nights without ejaculating.
So I got to 30 and then I was offered my first hand job by a girlfriend and I was like...
You can't turn that. Jesus would have wanted you to have it.
I think God gave that to you. Yeah.
I think Jesus...
God gave you a hand job.
I think Jesus got a handy in the desert. No?
Yeah. I reckon, He'd had a lot of time to kill.
I remember I did 3 weeks with that one once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I, like, intentionally.
And how long ago was this?
That was
probably... 9.
When I was 3. But about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I intentionally did it. And I remember when I did it after 3 weeks, it was just not even to, like, porn or anything. It was just my imagination.
Touch your willy and it's...
Like, when you do it to your imagination, it feels so wholesome.
Yeah.
It's
like
how it should be done.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wholesome, I wouldn't take the right
it's
word.
It's like home cooking.
But I know what you mean. It's sort of, there is something. It is, you just rustled it up yourself.
Yeah, I think it is the healthiest way, though. Like
100%.
Because when you get external, like porn, it's so...
I think it's the best one. But I think it's just... It takes a bit more effort. It's not the lazy option is to look at titties.
When you have 3 weeks off, it don't take that much effort.
No,
I'm just got to think of a little bit of thigh.
It's got a blow on it.
Top 10
benefits of nuts. And what are the nuts and what are they good for?
So this is the top 10 healthiest nuts. Should we go 10 to 1?
Yes, please.
Right, and this will wrap up the public podcast. This is our big closer for the podcast.
And then if you want more of this gold, get yourself over to patreon.com/wearecbi.
This is good info, though, because people might not be into this. It's good to kind of just know this, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I have a psychosomatic nut allergy.
Okay, so you're mentally allergic to them.
Yeah. If no one tells me, like, my girlfriend will, like, sneak peanuts into something and then I'll eat them, and then 2 days later she'll be like, those have peanuts in it. And I was like, oh,
you'll
mad.
Die.
But if I know there's peanuts in there, my throat will get super itchy and I'll, like, freak out.
Or even any nut.
Any nut. Yeah.
Mad. What about a coconut?
I'm grand with coconut. I have coconut milk.
Peanuts aren't actually nuts, though.
They're legume.
Peanuts are the ones that...
They're a legume.
Which begs the question, what's a legume?
That's a big family of foods, legumes. I think it's the biggest family of foods. There's like 30,000 different legumes.
Inbreds.
Get on with the nuts, please.
Sorry.
Coming in at number 10.
Yes.
Walnuts.
Okay.
Also, I don't think are a nut.
What?
They're a fruit.
I don't think walnuts
are a
nut.
They're a chocolate bar.
Why? Or
what about
walnut?
M&M's? They're nut ones. What are they good for?
Snickers, what's that?
Is it a nut?
They are a tree nut. They are, okay. They are sorry, nut. I was wrong about that one. Yeah.
Okay, so walnut. What are walnuts good for?
Nothing.
Animal study suggests that the antioxidant content of walnuts, which is richer than any other nut, may be useful in the fight against cancer, including colon and breast cancer. So if you don't want to get breast cancer, fellas, get on the walnuts.
Titty cancer.
Some people might want it, though, yeah.
Yeah, some people
avoid
might want
nuts if you want it, yeah.
Yeah, avoid walnuts if you want breast cancer.
All right, so
cancer.
Walnuts in at number 10. What's number 9?
Number 9, pistachios.
Oh, okay. Fruit.
A popular ingredient in desserts and pudding. Pistachios add an intriguing color to dishes. Is this the only? Thanks to pigments which have antioxidant properties. Pistachios have a lower fat and calorie content and contain the highest amount of potassium.
They're the lowest fat. I thought pistachios were higher fat.
No,
that's interesting.
They're less dense.
That's interesting for me, not for any listeners. But we're probably going to have cut off, by the way. We're probably cutting off to, like, the Patreon now. So if you're a public...
We've got 5 minutes.
Cool. That is... I love it. I will say pistachios, I think, pound for pound, taste-wise, probably my favourite nut. Good nut. Best ice cream. There's a place in Covent Garden that does a really amazing vegan pistachio ice cream.
Nice.
Got on the name of it. But
I think that one's the pistachio ice cream.
Huh?
The name of it.
What, the shop?
Oh, the name of the shop. Sorry.
No.
Oh, sorry.
The name of the place. I forgot. It begins with G. It's red. It's anyway. Very good. Pistachio.
Giuliano's or something like that.
Probably.
German.
Have a guess.
That was a mad
Say
guess.
Say a random name of an Italian. Anyway.
Pistachios are rich in phytosterols, which supports cardiovascular health. So that's good for your heart.
Handy.
Not coming in at number 8, pine nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Get the pesto.
Oh, them
in.
Little things you put in salad.
Yeah, pesto as well.
Yeah, pesto, is it?
Especially rich in vitamin E, which means including these little nuts in the diet
ecstasy.
May help support healthy skin and protect against aging.
Okay. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You'll like that.
Help lower fasting blood glucose levels.
Okay.
All that shit. All right. Coming in at number 7, pecans.
I always forget about a pecan. They're a lovely nut.
They're
sweet.
A bit, They're a bit like a
Sweden creamy.
Looks a bit like it's almost like a slightly smoother walnut, and but it's a bit sweeter. It's lovely.
Sweden creamy pecans are popular in desserts and sweet bakes. Heart friendly pecans are packed with plant sterols, which are effective at lowering cholesterol levels. Also antioxidant rich, which helps prevent the plaque formation.
And cholesterol leads to like heart disease, doesn't it? Which is the biggest killer in the UK.
So
like that's mostly for your blocked arteries.
That's exactly what the pecans. So get the pecans in if you want a good heart.
If you don't want to die.
Number six, macadamia nuts.
I always forget macadamia is a high in fat though, right?
One of the highest fat contents.
Well, and also one of the most expensive nuts. They're the most expensive nut, I think. Pound for pound.
What about an Aldi?
Even there, mate, you cannot get a cheap macadamia. No. I've tried the world over. You cannot get one.
Grow them.
Although well known for their high fat content, macadamia nuts shouldn't be feared.
Yeah, well.
Don't be scared, bruv.
Their richest nut source of heart-friendly monounsaturated fats, and as such, they help manage cholesterol and modulate risk factors of heart disease.
Okay. Cool.
And good fiber as well.
Love a macadamia.
Right. Number five, hazelnuts.
Oh,
I didn't think they'd be that healthy. I thought they'd be quite low down the list of
health. They're quite sweet because they're in chocolate a lot, aren't they?
Yeah.
Second richest nut source of heart-friendly monounsaturated fat. They also have anti-inflammatory properties that can be helpful in managing blood lipids.
Right.
Oh, them things,
Yeah.
Trying to manage them all day.
Yeah, so my lipids are a bit high at the minute.
Number four, chestnuts.
Never think about a chestnut.
Conkers.
Oh, well, you can buy them cooked in London.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah.
I've only got one point of reference.
Yeah. The ones that geezer outside Oxford Circus sells.
But they're quite tasty, actually,
they are
when
tasty.
You buy them hot, bruv.
They're the lowest fat and calories. I think that's because they're covered in like salt and oil
And like
butter.
Sugar.
Yeah.
But lowest.
They're rich in starchy carbohydrates and fiber, and their raw form are a good source of vitamin C. Who's
they're not
eating
conkers,
them raw?
That's not conkers.
It looks like
a raw hazelnut.
This is chestnut.
Oh, yeah, no, I ain't touching a chestnut. I'll only eat chestnuts at Christmas.
Yeah.
They're a Christmas nut.
They're a crimbo ting, aren't they?
Yeah, roasted on an open fire.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's
a banger, bruv.
Number three, cashews.
That's a straight bop.
Cashews. I mean, cashews are always going to be one of the big
cashews
ones.
Are fruity, but I think you like them because they've got a lot of salt on them.
Mm.
Salt's really important. I think that's going to blow up in the health industry. You know what I mean?
Here we go. Breaking news. Salt is back.
I think it's true, though. Like, people are.
Right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're actually changing the podcast. I think you're... Oh, it used to die of AIDS in an alleyway.